Welcome, I'm your host, Greg McKeown. I'm the author of a couple of New York Times bestsellers, Effortless and Essentialism. And I'm here with you on this journey to learn how to understand each other. Have you ever felt stuck in a relationship? Could be at work, could be at home, where the more you push, the worse it gets. The harder you try to escape, the tougher it is to actually make progress. On the last episode, I began and introduced you to my guest again today, Professor C. Terry Warner. He is the genius behind the Harbinger Institute. In part one, he shared the story of unlocking one of the great mysteries of psychology. If you've missed it, go back and listen to it now. This is part two of two. In this episode, we will discuss how to apply that surprising insight through some personal stories, some counterintuitive learnings, and some actionable advice. By the end of this episode, you will be able to begin the actual journey of breaking through the most intractable relationships of your life. Let's begin. This episode is sponsored by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. So whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system, whenever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. So sell more with less effort, thanks to Shopify Magic, which is your AI-powered all-star. In my experience with every business that I have built, including this podcast, there are breakthrough moments, and those moments are often the result of finding the right partner. And I think that's a way to think about Shopify, because no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Greg, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Greg now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Greg. Remember to share the ideas in this podcast episode to someone else within the next 24 to 48 hours. Let me just ask you one question. I mean, one of the challenges effectively in this book I'm writing is in this research, it's this combination of, in fact, it's a non-trivial problem for me to just know even how to lay the book out exactly. Because in one sense, I love the idea that the process is, well, begin by trying to understand the other person, kind of a seek first to understand. But it's more than that, but it's helping someone else to feel deeply understood, which is a subtle difference. And then, okay, it's important to be vulnerable enough to be able to share how you're feeling, where you're coming from as well. So that seems like step two. But then there's this other step, as you well know and have articulated so well, of like, yeah, understanding yourself, knowing what you're doing, seeing how you're playing a part in this. And I can't quite work out where to even put it. In a sense, you have to start with it, but on the other hand, if you start with it, what I've learned about books is that people never read past the first, a lot of people never read past the first three, four chapters, maybe. So if you mean to get to a subject at some point and you didn't get to it there, then they didn't get to it. And as far as they're concerned, the book isn't about it. So it's a funny interrelated thing, right, to how to prioritize understanding yourself
as it relates to other people. I mean, that's part of your great contribution, is that you cannot divide these. This is a fool's errand to try to divide, to try to understand what's going on in somebody else without seeing what you're doing to yourself in this self-deception. Like if you miss the self-deception, you get everything else wrong. Even if you're kind of quite sincerely trying to see the other side and other people's behavior and actions. I've had a situation of I would say not a small level of conflict with some former people I'd worked with, and I have, you know, I mean, the Lord knows I have tried in my heart to make amends and to find a way forward and apologize and to try, you know, to all of these kinds of things, and yet it has remained in me until maybe a couple of months ago. I was giving a talk in church about following the promptings you receive, basically, but using language from Lauren Dalton, who talks about following the first being. He says there's a first being, there's a second being. The first being is God, the second being is the devil. Like, that's the idea, the simplified version. And you just got to trust the first being that you are receiving promptings. And I've been trying to follow that adventure, and it has taken me all over. Amazing. And as I was about to give the talk, I have this prompting to reach out to one of these former business associates and ask them to be a bridge to the other person who I'm trying to reach. And the falling out, I mean, the falling out, let's say, is both of them for different reasons. And they ended up working together. So it's like, in a sense, it's my nightmare, because it's like, I just want to make it all right. And I have forever. But I cannot seem to do it. So this prompting comes, and I even feel like I'm supposed to just leave right before my talk and call them. And it was one step too beyond what I could do. So I didn't do that, but I did call them later, and then emailed them later after that, a couple of weeks later, because I hadn't heard back from them. You know, and after the phone call, I thought, well, I've done my part. You know, this is as awkward as it could be. And they're bound to judge me for doing this and see me as being manipulative and whatever else. But then I felt like that wasn't enough, and so I emailed them. And we ended up having a couple of conversations with the first business associate, the person I was asking to be a bridge. And it was so healing. It is absolutely remarkable to me, because, of course, I can take no credit for the idea, because I certainly had never had it myself, and I would never have done it myself. And I would never – you know, like, there's a million reasons why it would never have been mine. But it's like the master stroke, truly, from the master, because all of a sudden, one person who feels animosity towards me and hurt by me that I can't seem to figure so is now the voice to the other person. I mean, who would have even thought such a thing? And so it's a slightly midway story. Anyway, I don't know why I'm sharing that.
No, it's a very powerful story. No, it's a very powerful story, and I think it's my son and another guy run Arbinger now. I'm long since out of it, and they're much my superiors as business people, and they're doing a terrific job. Mm. But one of the things they did was to take this whole idea that's reflected in profit and profit capability, productivity, and so on. And it's reflected in a lot of other ways. And they do a lot of business consulting, and they do a lot of work with police departments and prisons and so on, and they've really expanded the business there worldwide. But they did something very interesting. They produced, against the constant background of the kind of thing we've been talking about, they produced an evaluation scheme. And you only evaluate employees on three dimensions. One is skill, one is effort, and one is impact. Now, impact is not a very good word, because it means that you're impacting somebody else. But what is the impact of your being positioned where you are with other people, and how are they being facilitated or hindered by the way you do your work? So on those three dimensions, they get to one, two, or three. And I think some of them have experimented with having other people evaluate them and so on. Because in a company, it's not this 360 view of the CEO that tells the truth about the operations of that company. It's the views of the CEO of everybody on the part of everybody else that tells the truth and their views of one another. This thing gets so complex that you can't formalize it once and for all. As a matter of fact, a well-operating company is transforming itself all of the time, and all of the bulbs are on, all of the engines are going. It's not just that one person is smarter than everybody else and is overriding people in operating out of his commander's nest, but rather that everybody is doing something of high creativity to enable the work of other people. And just as you enlisting that associate of yours to represent the whole thing, that has such a powerful impact. And if it's done manipulatively, this is the truth. People can read it. We'll read it that way. Maybe not at first, but usually at first they're maybe a little skeptical or they wonder if you've changed, but it doesn't take very long before they read who you really are and what you really care about. And then they blossom. And that's when all the assets of the company are growing, you know, like mad. It's a wonderful thing to see.
Well, listen, you've been very generous with your time. I appreciate everything you've said. I've been taking notes and reflecting on all of it. And it's somehow even more valuable to me because of the window that you are speaking from in life. Arthur Brooks, who's a friend of mine, a Harvard professor now, and he spoke at BYU convocation or something. He's written a new book now, and it's about strength, from strength to strength. It's being happy in the second half of our life. And he just points out that in the first half, we have a certain kind of intelligence, but in the second half, we move into crystallized intelligence. It's like he's like, the chances are that we won't write our best book, we won't do our breakthrough thinking in that second half, but we can do things we couldn't do in the first half in making sense of the world and in understanding meaning and being able to share our ideas with others and pass them on. It's like a different level of intelligence. And so I just value so much your perspective at this point. It is especially valuable to me. Thank you so much today, Brother Warner.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, thank you. Really, thank you for listening. If you have found value in this episode, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. The first 5 people to write a review of this episode will receive year-long access to the Essentialism Academy. That's a $300 value. Just send a photo of your review, along with your name and address, to info@gregmcewan.com. Make it easier on yourself to receive these podcasts. They come out on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and if you subscribe once, all of that you don't have to remember again, it just flows to you. If you feel stuck in a relationship, if you have been in a relationship that matters to you, but you find it more and more difficult to make progress in it, remember the insights from these episodes. It's the most liberating relationship insight I know. They are not the monster. You are not the monster. There is no monster. All of that is a phantom. As you come to the truth about you, even about them, you'll know how to proceed. You'll understand how to act. And that is a game changer. I look forward to continuing this conversation with you in a couple of days.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the Podcast Princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join Podcast Royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or YAP, like it's often called by my YAP fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.